welcome Mr. Tom Green, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. What a strange musical montage. Huh?
Hey, well, you've done a lot of different things, so it's pretty hard to capture the essence of the man in just a few seconds
the
like
bum
that.
The Bum Bum song, and Daddy, Would You Like Some Sausage? Yes. Great to be in New York.
That's family humor.
Yes.
Well, we should mention, the people don't know it, he's a professional comedian. He ruled MTV, and he's a master at ordering a sandwich. Happy to have you in here. So you're doing Caroline's tomorrow night, right?
Yeah, Friday, Saturday night. Two nights, yeah. Four shows. It's going to be fun. Always good to be in New York City, and we're going to have a blast. Yeah,
has absolutely. The crowd different here than it is in other places?
You know, it's the Caroline's crowd is a lot of people from all over the world come into Times Square, so yeah. it's a good crowd. But I love New York audiences. Yeah, absolutely. It's
they're anxious to laugh, are they?
Yeah. Good. People know how to have a good time in New York for sure. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, a lot of people love comedy in New York. So
yeah.
When you go back to where you came, where'd you come from anyway?
I'm Canadian. I'm from Ottawa,
you can't
Canada.
Hear that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm Canadian,
there,
right?
So I thought it's kind of...
We get her done there, right?
Oh, kind of a weird accent. Yeah. When you go back, do you tell people that I'm a comedian? Or what do you? How do you describe? You're an actor? What do you tell people?
Yeah, I think comedian, yeah. I mean, I started doing stand-up when I was a teenager. You know, I went to broadcasting school. I studied radio, television, broadcasting in college.
Excellent.
That's how I started
my
show.
Did you ever work at any radio stations?
I did. I started in college radio, the Ottawa University radio station, and I did a phone-in talk show on Friday nights, and then I started my public access TV show, and that's kind of how I got started.
The rest is green history.
Yes.
So where do you get the best reception for your act? What area of the world or the country?
It's pretty good, you know, everywhere.
Unanimous everywhere.
It is pretty good everywhere. I mean, people, when they come to a comedy show, they come to have a good time. I've been real lucky. MTV took my show and they blasted it all over the world. So I just toured in England for the first time. Australia, we were just talking about. And I was just in Israel for the first time doing stand-up in Tel Aviv. I'm going to be going to Asia next year. So I go all over. But, you know, New York City, man, there's nowhere better.
This is it, right?
Nowhere
here.
Better than
Do
New York.
Do they have a different sense of humor over there? Do they ever, like, look at you blankly, like, what are you talking about?
Every day.
Be funny.
You know, there's sometimes you'll have a pop culture reference or something that is a reference that you'll notice. If you're in a country like, if you're in Australia for the first time and you mentioned the Sears catalog, and they don't know what that is. Oh, okay, well, I'll have to change it for the next night. You know?
Deprived country.
Yeah.
No knowledge of Sears. I can't remember what the problem was. Eminem kind of, did he trash you or do something,
you know,
the rap star?
It was kind of a backhanded compliment, really. His rap was, I just want to go on TV and let loose, but I can't. But it's cool for Tom Green to hump a dead moose. My bum is on your lips. My bum is on your lips. So he was referencing the Bum Bum song that you just played. But, I did this goofy bit on MTV where we were driving through Canada and there was some roadkill at the side of the road. A dead moose.
Uh-oh.
So I tried to revive it, right? That was our
How
bit.
Did you try to revive
Well, just
Didn't
kind of, you
hear?
Know, resuscitation techniques, which
may
have looked like I was humping a dead moose, okay?
I think Eminem pretty well summed it up, didn't he?
Yeah. But you know, he was saying, you know, why can't I go on TV and let loose, but it's cool for Tom Green to hump a dead moose. And you know what, Eminem, that's a pretty good question. But
you rushed right through the hump that time.
Yeah. But it's interesting right now, he's in the news, Eminem, because there's a lot of this rap beefs going on, rivalries, and they're always, like, so I was probably one of the first people to get kind of dissed by Eminem, so I feel. But I think it's an honor to get mentioned. And mentioned it in Eminem.
But you do song. You rap yourself sometimes, don't you?
Yeah, when I was a teenager, I was kind of trying to do that, you know. So I had a rap group, and I kind of like making the beats, you know. I like making beats, and it was a way to get up on stage when I was a teenager was rapping.
Do you do that anymore? Or you do it in your act?
I still make beats because I just like all the technology. I built a little recording studio at home, and I like microphones, and I like
all
compressors
stuff.
And all this kind of
stuff. The technical stuff.
Yeah, I'm a techie.
You're
I'm
a geek.
I'm a tech. I'm a tech geek. That's kind of why my TV show started, because, you know, I would figure out how the video cameras worked and the editing, and I just went and made a show myself. So,
for those of you who are not familiar with Mr. Tom Green's work, he was actually once fired by the now president of the United States. I remember that.
Yes, that is true. Yeah, yeah. I know the president. I know the president of the United States. The president knows me. Anyone who knows me should probably not be president. But let's not talk politics. I'm Canadian. This is your problem. No, yeah. No.
Scott, you got to ask him how he got fired.
I got fired.
I remember you got fired.
The reason I got fired is because I went out drinking with Dennis Rodman on the night I was the project manager. So
you deserved.
That's a whole story.
You deserved it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyone who goes anywhere with Dennis Rodman.
We had a good time. It was worth it.
I would imagine that Madonna, who once spent time with Dennis Rodman, lived to regret that because he wrote this book. Was a pretty raw book.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he described in detail the encounter with
I don't think she cares.
Was your encounter, Tom? Was your encounter like that?
No, we had a good time in New York City that night, though, that's for sure. Yeah. I slept through my alarm the next day, and I was the project manager. I was in charge of selling wedding dresses. We were at a wedding dress store in Soho, and we were competing against Joan Rivers, rest in peace, and Khloe Kardashian,
rest in peace.
I was on the team with Herschel Walker and Scott Hamilton and
look at you.
Brian McKnight
Scott
and
Hamilton.
Clint
he
Black.
Hated
name
you.
Dropper, you.
My Scott whole Hamilton team hated you.
Yeah, my whole team hated me. Everyone on The Apprentice hates each other. That's what the nature of these reality shows. They get a bunch of people and they put them in a room and they put you in a room and then they don't give you anything to do and they leave you there for 10 hours and they just wait for you. They don't give you any food.
So you don't bond. You just start hating each other.
They don't give
you
any water and then you start to like you know get angry and then you just start arguing with each other.
Sounds like our show.
Yeah.
Same deal. Scott Hamilton. What was the deal with him?
Yeah. Well, the previous week, week before I got fired, Scott Hamilton was the project manager, and he had this company that he was trying to sell shoes, and this was the task, the project, yeah. Anyways, he had to bring two people into the boardroom to fire one of them. And he said to Mr. Trump, "Mr. Trump, I'm only bringing one person into the boardroom because only one person deserves to get fired. I'm bringing Tom into the boardroom." And Donald Trump said, "Are you sure, Scott? Are you sure that's a good idea?" And he said, "Yes, only Tom is the only one who deserves to get fired." So Scott and I went into the boardroom and I got him fired. I got him fired.
Yeah.
Yeah, Scott. I'm not bitter, but I got him fired. I ran into Scott in the Nashville airport a few weeks ago.
Did he punch you?
No, we had a good talk. No hard feelings.
Oh, good.
I don't think that
sounds like there's hard feelings. When you say, I ran into him, no hard feelings.
Yeah, no. It's fine.
Are you one of those people that when you're going through an airport and people stare at you, they know you're somebody, but they're not sure who?
Yeah, sometimes that happens. Or sometimes they just come up to me and say, "Daddy, would you like some sausage?" You know, so then I know.
And you know they know you.
Then I know, yeah. Or they say, "My bum is on the cheese." And I go, "Okay, you know who I am." Okay.
What a chicken sandwich!
Yeah.
All right, Caroline's tomorrow night and Saturday night. Tickets at carolines.com. He is the man who got fired, among others, on The Apprentice.
He went right at me.
Thank you, Tom, for stopping by this morning.
Scott.
Good job, man.
Thank you. We'll meet you in New York. Thank you.
We'll meet you in Ottawa.